There, welcome back to lesson two to the Coven of Clarity. This lesson, we're going to be connecting with my Nana, who is my great-great-grandmother on my mom's side. I've actually felt my Nana around me a lot the last few days. I mean, she's always with me, but knowing that it was going to be her time to shine, she comes in very strong. My Nana was a woman who also suffered with panic and anxiety, but she was a woman who really had to hide who she was to be something that she wasn't. So when they left Wales, my Nana was Welsh and her father was English, but her mother was Welsh. And when they left Wales and came to Canada, they came on a boat with my great-great-great-grandmother and my great-great-great-grandfather and my Nana and her sister. And they came as people from England who were considered to be gypsies or travelers. They were not people that had a lot of money. They were people who wanted to make a better life for themselves. And in England, there was a lot of stereotypes and there was a lot of shame and there was a lot of racism and there was a lot of hierarchy there at the time. So when my Nana came to England, she presents herself as this English or Welsh woman, you know, someone who has Sunday dinner and who puts on tea. And she actually joined the Canadian military, even. She was someone who became a very devout Canadian and someone who went through a lot. But at the back of her life, there was also this very intuitive person. She was a healer. She was a tea leaf reader. She was fierce and strong and someone who went through so much grief, losing two husbands and two children. She had such a journey that she had gone through. And she's the one who taught me in spirit that strength doesn't always come from books or tools, that it comes from memory and it comes from lineage and ancestral lines and from the things that our souls already know that are waking up. Because, you know, back then there was no online lessons. There was no oracle decks. There were no workshops. There were just women that gathered in kitchens and teacups in hand, whispering and listening to the voices of spirit and whispering to the messages from the other side. So her message for all of you today as I connect and channel with her is tell them to trust what they already know. She shows me her hands now. Rough from work and stained from working hard. And she says that the marks on her hands were her map and that each one of them told a story of protection, of loss, and of love. And she says that in life, she wasn't always certain. Oftentimes, she was uncertain. And she said that she would allow the tea leaves and the signs in nature to guide her. She says that spirit always speaks through what's ordinary. So it's the human who makes it complicated. She wants you to take that in today. And the message is spirit isn't far away. It's woven into your everyday. She talks about candles and so many candles flickering around and the birds that land near you or on you. And the way that your body tightens when something doesn't feel safe or when you're in a place that brings fear. And she says, that is your wisdom. That is your bloodline whispering to you. She shows me a circle of light. And she says that each of you sitting in that circle are with your ancestors right now. She said, some of them you know, and some of them you've never met. And she wants you to honor the greats in your life. She's speaking to the great grandmothers, the great, great, great grandmothers, and so on. She says that they carry the same intention from your family line, and it is to protect you and to awaken your intuition that you were born with, and to remind you that you were never disconnected. She shows me the symbol for protection and she says it's remembering who you are and that power is remembering where you came from. She wants you to honor your lineage. And she says to pour a cup of tea, which is super cute, and to whisper the names of your ancestors into your tea. And she says, if you don't know their names, just say to the ones who walked before me, thank you for walking with me now. And she says, then just listen, and that you'll feel warmth in your chest. She says, you'll see a flicker of light, or you'll catch a scent of perfume. She wants you to know that your gifts are not new, that they are remembered, and that you are continuing the magic no matter where you came from. She says to tell you, don't chase the signs. Live in a way that invites them into you. She says, when your heart is open and your energy is calm, the ancestors will move closer to you, and that they can guide you through the smallest moments. She's acknowledging to call them into your dreams. And she shows me signs of heritage, like the symbol for Wales and England. And she says, ask your ancestors for the signs of your heritage, and then let the truth settle within you. She's acknowledging that you're the bridge between worlds, and that you are the living spell that they cast generations ago. She says they're so proud of you for finally remembering. She's acknowledging that what you write, and when you write, they will see over your shoulders, and that they will be with you as you're writing. She says the greats in your life, which I'm assuming is the great-grandfathers, the great-grandmothers, have much to give you, and that oftentimes they feel as though they are ignored as you look for the immediate family members that you know, but don't go beyond that to the greats. She encourages you again to have a cup of tea. She said that the blessings and the richness of life are outside every window. No matter how much money is in your bank account, it's right outside waiting for you. As she steps away, I feel as though my Nana's biggest message for you is really about connecting with your great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and the ancestors that you don't know on the other side. Instead of looking for immediates that make sense and that we understand, look for the greater lineage in your past so that you can pull all those threads together to understand. I love that she said that we were the spell that was cast a long time ago. We're the living spell. I think that's super powerful. When, with her saying that, I'm like, oh my God, we are the living spell. So even for me today, that's super insightful and something I haven't heard her say before. Those practices that she gives you, those connections that she wants you to have, is about trusting your natural gifts and honoring the magic. And I think that you'll do that through meditation. And again, the protection and the fortune that keeps you connected is to do some meditation and to connect with the greats in your life. That is your homework. I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.